Hi everybody, I'm the Gamer Dude, coming at you with another episode of Game Review. Today we're playing Trailmakers. It's a good game. And so, the main point of this game is to have fun and build vehicular contraptions, aka vehicles. So, I'm gonna build a little off-road mini coupe. So I have a seat, relatively big-ish seat for this, but it's fine. And then I'm gonna put two wheels on the back. And I'm going to put steering hinges, And then another set of wheels on the front. The front set is a bit wider than the other one. I'm going to fix that because I don't want it to look ugly. And this is going to go from a mini coupe to a pickup truck. But that's okay because pickup trucks are not bad. So, it's gonna be kind of a large pickup, kind of a small pickup, but it'll be a nice pickup, and you'll want to drive it if you see it. So, the back is ready, and I'll work and put the bed on now. Anyway, if you're here, thanks for not tuning off as soon as you heard my awkward voice. I'm not ready for this right now. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally ready. I haven't recorded an episode this morning or today yet. I did two yesterday. But this is, again, on the Xbox. Not the 3DS, last night's episode. So, anyway, this is a good game. I've played it for a while now. I like it. I get to build stuff I like. And I have access to, a lot of parts, so I'm able to build basically any part of auto that I want. I could build a off-road mini coupe like I was going to, or I could build... It's not really the buildings game like Minecraft is. It's more of a auto building game, but I've seen people build houses. Not like actual big mansion-y houses like Minecraft, or like it's capable in Minecraft, but just houses. So anyway, that's what I need. I need the tube T, because I'm using tubes for the bed, kind of, for the outside. It's not the most attractive thing, but then again, I kind of like it. Pickups aren't made to be super flashy. They're made to get the job done. And I hope, after saying that, you haven't clicked off. No, wait. Don't click off. Please. No. Don't hit that button. I see you. Kind of. No. But just don't. No. Don't hit the button. Don't hit the button. No, I'm kidding. If you don't like the podcast, let me know. I'll try to make it better. After all, the aim of this podcast is kind of for me to have fun doing it, and for you guys to judge is this game worth my money? Does this internet stranger think, is this internet stranger's opinion going to affect my purchase? And I hope that from doing this podcast, I save you some money from games you didn't want to buy, or the games that you didn't like, but you just bought because you had nobody to tell you that it was a bad game. So I'm the one going out, spending my money, not as much right now. I'm the ones going out to spend my money to make you guys, help you guys make good decisions with the games. So, yeah. But, oh, come on. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna, instead of having it like an open bed like most pickups, I'm gonna have like a roll cage on the back. It's gonna be a real off-roader, except without any suspension at all. So, this episode is gonna be a double episode. I'm going to make, I'm going to try to do like two games here. If I can't, I'll try to make a double episode some other time. But today I'm going to try to make one. I've never made one before. I don't know if that's a thing people like. I don't know if it's a thing people will want from me, or if they just want me to do singular, or if even they want more than two. That would be a lot. Not really. But I'll do it. If you guys, if it helps boost my ratings, or helps people find the podcast, then yeah, I'll do it. I'll make a super long, I'll make a long episode. If you think I make the episodes too, if you think I make too many episodes and they're not good quality, let me know. I'll try to see what I can, I'll see what I can do. But, so right now I have almost, no, I'm trying to put the roll cage together and it's turning out pretty well. I'm just finishing up now. And connect that. Alright. And so I'm on the last stretch of pipe. Oh, I need to add an engine. I think that's where the engine will go. In the roll cage. Because that's important, you know? So anyway. Oh, the engine is not going. Oh. Never mind. Sweet! It's a good off-roader. It can maintain its grip. It's pretty fast, even for having just one engine. or something to think about. Many of my cars in this game have multiple engines. One even has so many of the fastest engine. That's what I use the most. But it's still not very fast. It has like 8. And on some cars, even one just makes, one makes them freak out. And that one with 8 doesn't move very fast. It's a powerful truck, don't get me wrong. But a glitch, something you guys should know, not really a glitch, more like a hidden feature, but I don't know if the creator is intended for it, is, if you're, if you're using, underwater propellers, yeah, it'll make it so your truck can climb a lot easier And I've never had them fail that I remember. Then again, recently, most of my time has gone into Fortnite. Because I got the Battle Pass and I want to get it again next season. Oh, I just landed it. I landed it. No, 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 no. Well, what do you know? Also, to get around it quicker, the character has like a laser beam they can fly on. It's pretty handy. Not the best thing, but still pretty good. I'm flying over to a spot right now. Oh wait, I don't need to do that. I can spawn my car in right here. Okay. And I'm gonna put some suspension on this, I think. It's pretty low for an off-roader. And checkpoint. So I'm gonna take the wheels off. So now I'm gonna put on some of the, what is it? The suspension springs. Not the straight suspension, just the suspension springs. If I added straight suspension, it'd probably work better, but I'm not gonna do that right now. Also, I'm gonna upgrade it to a six-wheeler. Because I can do that. I'm in charge. So this game is $30 by itself, and then I think it's free with Game Pass. So it's a bit slower now, but I'm gonna add another engine in to double the speed. Oh, yeah. Now it's super fast. Sorry about that. My mom just wondered what I was doing. So, I crashed kind of into a billboard somehow. So now I'm driving my Speedy Spider, we'll call it. Yes. So now I'm driving my Speedy Spider all the way to a ramp that goes straight up. I'm gonna hit the checkpoint there, and then I'm gonna go. Because right now I'm going like 143 miles an hour. That seems to be where it maxes out. Ooh, I went pretty far up. Ooh. Oh. So there's like this thing on the side that'll show how high you went up. I got to two. And there's about like a few levels before that that are un before one that are unmarked. But I'm gonna use my little hovercraft now. My hovercraft that flips my character upside down and only goes up. I should work on this. I'm gonna try to put like a propeller on the front or the back or something to give it power. So, I don't know what I'm gonna use. Oh, I just use a propeller. Gotta change the settings. All right. right, and then change the setting on that one. Alright, it's evening out. It's still pretty stable. So now it's moving around. Nice, nice. Not too much though. It's flying! I have the propeller going, but not the rocket, so it's just flying down the earth while the propeller is making it spin. But don't worry, before it hits the ground, I'll rocket it up and send it nice and slowly down. I should probably push down the rockets now. Actually, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna let it smash, or no. I'm trying to give it a soft landing. Okay, a little bit before we hit the ground, I'm gonna not gun it, don't gun it. Okay, we're almost at the ground. Ah, it's still smashed though. I could do, I can make a blimp. I think I will. Maybe. Sometime. But I know I'm gonna delete this and then build an airplane. Alright. Gotta grab an airplane seat. What else? I'll need wheels, but I won't need them yet. I won't need them for a while, actually. Let's see. Okay, blocks. Ah. I'll stretch them out like that. Yes. Then I'll put a and I'll put a propeller on the front. Next up, I'll put a tube slope to put for their wings to rest on. Let's see, put the tube slope there, then that there, more tube slopes, and then that there. All I need to do now is put the wings, and the flight part will be all set. But then I'll need stabilizers. But something I don't know about this game is basically how to make a plane. But in real life, does anybody know how to make a plane? Yes. It's just me. I probably can't. so, I'm gonna add a wing or two on the, like two sets of wings on the back for stabilization. Then I'll put the wheels. I'll use wheels for this one. Oh, those wheels are bigger than I imagined. They're always bigger. Oh, I know what I'll do. Use the tube elbow. I'm gonna use the tube elbow. I'm gonna put it on this, on like that. Okay, gotta throw away that piece. Okay, now all I gotta do is put a long tube under the tube elbow, and voila. Alrighty. Alright, another tube elbow there to put the wheels on. As you can tell, I'm probably hanging the wheels from the wings. And to make this act not look like crap, I'm gonna need to change the structure, parts in the structure. Alrighty, because the stand I'm putting the wheels on is tiny. I mean, it's very big. Very, very big. And the thing is, this plane probably won't even be a good one. But I'm going to a lot of work to make it. So I can hope that maybe it will be good. Even great. But I wouldn't go that far. Probably gonna turn out being pretty bad. Unless I can figure out how to. Oh, still a bit of work. Unless I can figure out how to make good aeronautics, then I won't have any. I won't have a good plane. I won't be able to say. That I've made a good plane, but I have good planes, but I haven't made them though, because there is a feature where you can see other people's things and spawn them in and use them, but there's also like template vehicles that you can work on or change. Hold on, I gotta respawn there. Alright, let's see if I can take off before I hit the ramp. No? Alright. Gotta change the steering a bit and add a little engine. Oh wait, no, I don't need an engine. I just need steering.
Austin, what are you
I'm filming a podcast. Or I'm doing a podcast. Okay. Shh. Alright, so my little sister is gonna be next to me. So, I apologize for any interruptions. But let's get back to the... Yeah, I definitely need an engine. Alright, so I'm gonna put a little bulldog, which is not the best, which is not the very best engine, on the back. Just so the wheels can have power. You can't build a good plane these days, can ya? Okay, so I have to back up now. Turn, go a little bit. Okay, I'm just gonna let it go under its own power. Alright, I'm gonna put a little spoiler on the back so it doesn't keep going up. I understand that there are wings there to help it fly up, but they're also just to keep it stable. The spoiler is also going to help to keep it stable. Finally! Thank you, it got off the ground! And if you ask me, it's not doing too bad. It's also not doing too good. So. Pretty bad. I gotta... It can't really drive that well. It really is rotating. So I'm gonna pick up. It's flying up. And I don't have a way to steer it, so I'm gonna crash into that wall, but I just respawned it in. And I have a lot of work to do. Before I ever put wheels on this again, which will be never, I'm just gonna take away some of those tube elbows. And they're gone. And now all I have to do is put skis on the bottom, just so it has landing gear. Because landing gear is important for planes. What's that? You already knew that? Well, if you didn't, well, there, now you know. Leah, please go upstairs. So as it turns out, my plane is not too bad. It's kind of lightweight. But planes aren't meant to be heavy. Well, some I think are. I need to put wheels back on the back. What? Yeah, just a minute. This episode I'm gonna end pretty soon. Well, my opinion. Trailmakers, good game. 10 out of 10. Bye. Wow, this is a long episode. Alright, See you in the next episode.